One of the most eagerly awaited sequels in recent memory, Hannibal, the follow-up to the spine-chilling The Silence of the Lambs, has finally been unleashed upon the world. The picture stars Sir Anthony Hopkins, who reprises the role that won him an Oscar and made him an international star, that of the flesh-eating Dr. Hannibal Lecter. The new film is set 10 years after The Silence of the Lambs. Lecter is in Italy posing as an art expert. Hopkins is one of the few survivors from the original film. He claims it wasn't until Thomas Harris completed his Hannibal novel in 1999 that he really thought about reprising the role.
I wasn't panting at the slips to try and get it done. I could have cared less, really. But then when the book came up and then they talked about the making of the movie, I said, okay, fine. Glad we did it. I'm very pleased with the movie. I think it's good.
Do you think that in this movie, Hannibal is more menacing than he was before?
I don't know. I have to ask the audience that, because having done the film, I think it's a broader film. It's more scope because it's larger, whatever you want to say, canvas. Yeah, we had the Florence to work in, pretty rich place to be in, all that art and culture. It's a funny combination, actually, because Florence is a place of such beauty and such horrifying bloodshed through the centuries during the Renaissance and the wars that went on there and the slaughters and, you know, the burning at the stake and the Palazzo Vecchio and all that great art as well coming out of it. It's quite a combination, and I think Lecter represents in human form, in maybe one symbolic form, all the dark side of our nature and the creative side of it.
In Hannibal, Julianne Moore has replaced Jodie Foster as FBI agent Clarice Starling. Foster was initially in negotiations for the part, but she abandoned the sequel following reports that she was unhappy with the book and its violence. But Julianne Moore thinks it's been handled responsibly.
You know, I think that one of the things that Ridley has done rather magnificently, actually, in this case, is that is put the violence and put the film in a context that is not real. You know, this is very much a fantasy.
What, to your mind, is it about Hannibal Lecter that makes him so fascinating? Why does he pull people in such a disturbing way, do you think, as Anthony Hopkins plays him?
Well, you know, he's the ultimate monster, and we're fascinated by monsters. He's kind of the id unchained. He's as bad as you can be. He's a charming monster.
My view is that Hannibal is a solid film, but it just doesn't measure up to the original. Ridley Scott has created a picture that's beautiful to look at and extremely gruesome, but it just doesn't contain much suspense. The new film is a slick gore fest. Nothing is left to the imagination. It probably will do very well in the early stages of its release, but it's less satisfying and less spine-chilling than The Silence of the Lambs.